This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, it's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Alrighty, Paul Hamilton joins us on the Western Hotline. It's been a minute, Paul. I appreciate you joining me here today. A lot going on in the NHL and, of course, tonight as well. So good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How much have you been dialed in on the Rochester Americans? Have you been going over there? Did you go to any games? I don't know, and I apologize for not knowing. I know you've been following it along, but have you actually have you watched them from afar? Have you gone over there? What have you done?
Yeah, unfortunately for game one, well, not unfortunately, but I was doing a Bison's game during game one. Unfortunately, I couldn't watch a hockey game, but fortunately I was doing that. Game two I was at, did see them for game two, and then game three was in Syracuse. So yeah, definitely been paying attention, did see them in game two.
Devin Levi, he's playing spectacular hockey right now. Because kind of what do you make of his season and assess kind of where he is?
Yeah, it's, you know, he's done something with the Amerks only two other goaltenders have done in their existence, and that's back-to-back playoff shutouts. Bobby Perreault was the first one to do it in 1957, and then Mika Noronen did it twice in 2000. So he only two other goaltenders have done that. It's interesting that they scored the first two goals, Syracuse did, of the series, and never scored again. Levi shut him down after that. Rochester scored the next 11 goals. And, you know, here they are, you know, on to the next round. So, Sal, you look at he's played in two different playoffs for them, eight playoff games, and he's given up 17 goals in those eight games, which is a 1.93 goals against and a 9.41 save percentage. So it's really, you know, he's been very, very good for them. And in 68 regular season games in two seasons, he's 41-19-8 with a 2.28 and a 9.22 save percentage and an all-star appearance. So he's done, you know, finally I think they've done the right things as far as, you know, getting him down to Rochester, getting him the games and the starts that he needs. And I think it's paid dividends for them, and he's done very well for him. He's not the only reason they advanced in three games over Syracuse. Of course, he's the big reason with back-to-back shutouts, but his team in front of him plays very well. In game two, he had 35 saves. Talking to him afterwards, he said he could see everything. And you watch him in the crease, he's very much under control, very confident, very out on his angles. You know, he'll fight for the ice when he has to. It was really nothing of, you know, he had to dive across the net and make some great save or anything like that. He's just very much under control now in what he does.
All right, so let's talk about the future then, because obviously you can't project that he'll be playing like that in the NHL, but the strides he's made at his age, is he ready for a regular role on the Buffalo Sabres next year?
Yeah, I think it's pretty getting to the point of now or never, but I think with this proper development, I think he has a pretty good chance of letting what we've seen in the AHL carry over into the NHL. And, you know, he started off as maybe the best goaltender that ever played in college hockey, and now he's been an all-star in the American Hockey League, and he's on a playoff run now with the Americans. And last year they lost a five-game series to Syracuse, but it certainly wasn't his fault. He played very, very well in that series along the way for the Amerks, gave them every chance to be able to win that series. So, you know, the resume would say yes, you know, that he should be able to translate it to the NHL and, play well for the Sabres. It just hasn't gone well for him before, but he hasn't had this development till now either. So I think that's big for him.
Paul Hamilton here on the West Hur Hotline. Amerks, they are the first team through to the second round of the AHL playoffs. And, of course, the Sabres are getting ready for their offseason, which, Paul, we have not heard any news yet about anything. There was a report last week, Elliot Friedman's 32 Thoughts, saying he believes there will be some changes, small or big, in the front office or coaching staff. But that kind of happens every year, Paul, to be quite honest with you. There are always some sort of changes in a front office or a coaching staff. But is there any particular reason why you think we've heard nothing yet? And do you still think any news could come down on the Sabres as far as their organizational structure?
I think the only news you would hear from them is if Kevin Adams got fired. I don't think they're going to say that he's staying. I mean, he's been staying every offseason for the last 5 years, and they haven't made an announcement, you know, that he's doing that. So I if they have decided he's staying, I don't think they would make an announcement that that's happening. I don't even know, and I just don't know if they necessarily would even make an announcement about, you know, the hockey department or something like that, if they're making some changes. I think where the announcement would come is if they hired somebody. And they'd say, all right, we've hired so-and-so to be a scout, or we've hired so-and-so to be this, or we've hired so-and-so to be that. And the same thing might be the assistant coaches, too, if one of them are not coming back. I don't know if they necessarily would announce that. I think it would be more of an announcement that Lindy Ruff and Kevin Adams have hired so-and-so to be a coach. So I don't know how they're going to handle that. But as far as Adams goes, if he's staying, I just don't think they would make an announcement that he's staying.
Right. And at what point is it the point of, okay, well, we can assume that's the case, and we don't hear anything, I guess, right? Like, how far do we go? I guess you could look back historically. I don't remember exactly when some of the dates were that coaches or GMs were fired. But at what point do we say, okay, he's obviously staying because we haven't heard anything yet?
Well, the Bottrell was, remember, Kim said he was staying. And then within about a month, right before the draft, he was gone.
That's right.
And then Adams was hired right before the draft came about. So with Terry Pegula, you just never know. And I think one of the things, too, as far as, well, when did the meeting take place? Well, right away after the Sabres cleaned out their lockers, it was draft week for the Bills. And you know Terry Pegula likes to sit in on those meetings and be there for all that. So I wouldn't say definitely, but I would doubt it. He talked to Adams before the NFL draft. Now he could have done it. The draft ended on Saturday. He could have done it before he left on Sunday. I can tell you that was game two of the playoffs, and I did not see Lindy Ruff or Kevin Adams at that game where they normally would sit. And there's not too many other places they can sit there. So, I don't believe they were at that game. I know they weren't where they normally would be, where some of the other people like Seth Appert was there and others. So it's possible they could have had the meeting that Sunday before Terry Pegula went back to Florida. He does like to have the meeting in Florida. So, yeah, it would have been more convenient to do it before he left. But he might have said, we'll see you next week, you know, when you come down. And, you know, then they do it down there. So, but I would tend to doubt they did it before the NFL draft.
Paul Hamilton here on the Western Hotline. Tonight is the NHL draft lottery. All right, break it down, Paul. The Sabres are in, what, 7 right now, right? Unless I look, they have the 7th best odds. Is that what it is tonight?
Yeah, their odds right now are 6.5%. So they're in between the Seattle Kraken 7. And the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, that is 7. And so they can go up. I think you're allowed to go up to number 1 from where they are. But like you said, 6.5%. It's not anything. It's not nothing. But they can go up to number 1 there. But right now, sitting at the 7th spot. All right, so this thing's going to happen tonight. And what I just read was they're actually going to have the actual drawing live this time, Paul. Like, we've never seen that before. We only have the results given to us live.
Yeah, well, they've always given it to us. You can always watch it on after it's over. You know, they show you the actual, what they're going to show you tonight live. Of course, there's always these conspiracy theorists out there. I mean, there's really no way they could have, you know, angled this towards teams and everything else. And at least in this town, because it was always fixed in this town until the Sabres won it twice, and now people have kind of stopped. It's like, well, okay, if it's fixed, that means they fixed it for the Sabres. Because they got Darlene and they got power, and so maybe we could stop that noise. It's a little bit interesting. I watched that tape a lot, and it's interesting how they, you know, sequester people in there. You cannot bring your phone in there, so you have no communication with the outside world. Each team that's involved can have somebody in there. It can be the GM. It can be anybody you want. But nobody can have a phone in that room. And they lock the door, and you are in there until it's over. And so it's an interesting process.
All right, Paul. So if the Sabres do wind up with the 7th pick or somewhere near there, I mean, they could obviously go up or down one. We talked about this before. Are you still in the mode of they should look to trade that pick? They don't need more younger players. I know you and I were both firmly in this camp recently. Are you still? Yeah. I know I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'd be looking to trade that pick for the right player. I know Adam said he was trying to trade it last year, and it just didn't work out. You know, there were guys that he was trying to get. He said in both cases, neither one were traded, although one of them was traded later in the year and just finished up a playoff series with Colorado. But, I think definitely, and I think Adams would be up for trading it too, to find that right partner for Owen Power. Or, you know, find that top 6 forward. As much as I like Zach Benson and I like the way he plays, you got to produce. And he may start producing as he gets older and gets stronger, but it has to be more than just what he puts in there when you're playing on the top line or you're playing in the top 6. And right now I just don't think he's a top 6 player for this team, and I think they'd be much better off finding a good veteran to mix into that top 6.
Paul, give us a timeline here on how they have to do things. RFAs, restricted free agents. How does all this look? How does all this work with a few really notable RFAs, obviously? J.J. Paterka, Devin Levi. You have several of them on the big club and even in Rochester. What are we looking at over the next several weeks leading into the draft? How does all this work?
Yeah, for restricted free agents, you just have to get your qualifying offer to them to retain them. Otherwise, they become unrestricted free agents. And I think they would I think all of their restricted guys would wind up with qualifying offers. So, and then, you know, then it's the unrestricted guys, which is July 1st. And they can start negotiating with somebody like Alex Tuch on July 1st because he has 1 year remaining on his contract. Once the next hockey year starts, which is July 1st. Now you've jumped into that year and you now are free to negotiate with him. Kevin Adams said that is a priority for them to try to get something done with him before his contract expires. So even if they sign something with him like in the middle of July, that contract does not kick in next year. It kicks in the year after. So he would be 30 years old when that contract would kick in. So that's where I think they're looking as far as the unrestricted guys. They already got the other two signed that they would want to sign. That's Zucker and Greenway. You know, unrestricted starts then. The draft is not somewhere we're all going to go somewhere. It's now NFL style. We'll cover the draft here in Buffalo because that's where the...
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Kevin Adams and his staff will be, and everybody else's staff will be home. Vegas was the last one where we all go to one place and have the draft there. So that will be at the end of June. And that's, you know, what they've got going.
It's always bizarre to me in the NHL how a lot of this works. I live in such a football contract world, as you know, Paul. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's so weird to me that, A, you have the exact same number on the salary cap regardless, depending on, you know, in the NFL, it's if you get a bonus and they spread it out and you can have this cap and then that cap the next year. In the NHL, it's all one uniform number, which does make it easier for math, obviously. And then not negotiating with your own guys until a year out, like exactly 1 year, July 12th, I guess, or July 1st, excuse me. Whereas, like, imagine that in football. I'm thinking, imagine if you couldn't give Josh Allen an extension until he had 1 year remaining on his deal. Be kind of weird for me.
Especially quarterbacks and Josh Allen. Yeah. How many times have they redone the deals?
Right.
You know, to help with salary caps and help.
That's right.
You know, and maybe the NHL doesn't want that. They don't want people maneuvering the cap like that, whereas you've got a big player and you just keep renegotiating. I mean, these are, and also in the NHL, all contracts are fully guaranteed. So that's another thing where, you know, once you sign the deal, there's no. It's a 7-year deal. There's no redoing it to be more club friendly or to help a player. Or a player says, "Well, I want more money," or whatever. You're stuck with it. I mean, look at what the Sabres have gotten Alex Tuch for in the last couple of years because there's no renegotiation. So, you know, he has had to play a very, very, very team friendly contract ever since he arrived from Vegas and is. Outscored that contract almost. I mean, he's only $4.75 million, and you know the Sabres have had him now for what, 3 or 4 years at that number, with the production you're getting from him. I mean that's crazy. But there's no renegotiation. He signed it. He signed a 7-year, $33.25 million contract with Vegas in 2019. So he has to live with it, and he has lived with it. He hadn't said a word about it. So. Now's his time to cash in, starting on July 1st.
Paul, did you watch Game 7, all of it last night?
Oh, yeah.
Did you wake up to the score today like I did?
Yep. Well, I did. Funny, I watched it all, and then I did fall asleep during the second overtime. I woke up about midway through. It was like when we went to intermission, I fell asleep, and then all of a sudden I woke up. I go, oh, good, they haven't scored yet. It's 10 minutes into the second overtime. So, yeah, it was great hockey, both of them. It's a shame that Dallas and Colorado had to play in the first round. But, you know, Winnipeg and St. Louis is a first-round series that is a right. That was right. It was number one against number 14. Just St. Louis played really, really well.
Did Connor Hellebuck just play really, really poorly?
I think they helped Connor Hellebuck play poorly, too. I feel that Connor Hellebuck, I think Winnipeg has to figure out a way to stop playing him so much in the regular season. They can't be rolling him up to 65 games. I had a conversation with Martin Brodeur, and I keep saying on the air, I don't want to say what he said on the air. He's free to do that if he'd like. What I will say is he disagrees with me on that. So he is another way. I'm sure he probably will say that on his show, but I just don't want to say something that he and I were saying privately on the air and then have him say, well, wait a minute, I was talking to you privately. I didn't want you to say that, you know, type of a thing. So all I say is, you know, as a goaltender in the NHL, he does disagree with me when I say that I just think Hellebuck's dead every year because they play him too much.
What do you think about the next round, especially Toronto, Florida? What a fascinating matchup from many angles, obviously.
Yeah, I would think Florida would dominate that. Toronto, I mean, all of a sudden got in a jackpot with Ottawa, but they were able to get through it in six games. They were, I think, a little bit nervous through that. But Florida, they know how to do this now. You know, they got to the finals, weren't successful, got to the finals, were successful. Same way Tampa Bay did it. Tampa Bay got swept by Columbus in a year they were supposed to win the cup. They made a few changes to their lineup knowing, well, we got the talent, we have to do a few other things, and they win two in a row. You know, and I think Florida is, you know, same thing. They went through the regular season. They were number 11 in the league. They don't care. They don't care if they're number 1 or number 5 or number 11. The regular season, just get there. It's almost like for teams like that, the regular season is preseason. Just make sure you're in. It doesn't really matter where. And then they know how to play when it starts the playoffs. I mean, they beat Tampa Bay in 5. Great. I mean, I thought they'd win the series, but I didn't think they'd do it in 5. Tampa Bay was primed in that series to win game 4 to tie that series. And it was like late in the third period. And then all Florida, bang, bang, bang. And next thing you know, they're up 3-5 and they win it in 5. So I think Toronto's going to have their hands full. It wouldn't shock me if Florida took that in 5 or 6 games.
Who do you like between the Caps and Hurricanes?
I think the Caps. The Caps had a little bit of trouble with Montreal, but then got through it. Carolina really didn't have too much trouble with New Jersey. Now, those are two series when I say I don't like the first round series being like Colorado and Dallas, but those two series were pretty much right too. Number 2 played 17, Montreal and Washington, and number 10 played 16, Carolina and Jersey. And Carolina and Washington got through, I would say, fairly easily. I would probably say I would go with the Caps in that. Carolina just does not seem to get playoff goaltending when they need it. And the Caps are a pretty strong team. And if Carolina has trouble in the net, they're just not going to beat Washington. And Washington really has played well all season. They played well in the first round. And I think it'll be an interesting series. I mean, I think it probably go 6 or 7, but I would think Washington would prevail in that.
And then let's go west real quick. We have the Vegas Golden Knights against the Edmonton Oilers. Should be fun.
Yeah, that should be fun. I think it's a 7-game series, honestly. I think that'll go the distance. Even though it's 3-9, I think it's too close to call. I think it's a good chance to become a good 7-game series between those two teams. You know, Vegas had some, Minnesota really, I think, played Vegas well, and then Vegas won the last couple of games and got out of it. And the Edmonton Oilers just have the Los Angeles Kings number. It's as simple as that. I mean, the Kings are a good team, and it was a good series. But in the end, Edmonton always beats Los Angeles and eliminates them. And so we'll see where it goes from there. I suppose if you press me, I would think Vegas would get through there, but I think it'll be a good series.
Finally, Paul, the Jets coming off their Game 7 win against the Stars, coming off their Game 7 win. How about the matchup between those two teams out west?
Well, Hellebuck pulled his socks up after giving up 2 goals in Game 7 and got them through and to win, and, you know, played more like he's capable of playing. But I don't know if that exercised all his demons. So I think Dallas. I would definitely pick Dallas in this series because of that. Jake Oettinger wasn't as good as I would like him to be against Colorado. I think he can be better. But he certainly wasn't as bad as Hellebuck was against St. Louis throughout the whole series. But maybe Hellebuck will build on what he did after St. Louis scored the first 2 goals of that game. And, you know, he pulled it together and played pretty well, looked more like himself throughout the game. So maybe he can build on that. And if he's himself, Dallas could be definitely in trouble because, I mean, this guy's up for the Hart Trophy, for the league MVP. So, and deservedly so. So if he gets it back and becomes himself again, Dallas is in big trouble.
Panthers at Leafs tonight, 8 p.m. That's our first game in the second round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. And, Paul, I think during one of the intermissions, when are they doing the draft lottery? Do you know? I forgot.
7 o'clock.
I didn't see this. First or seven? Oh, before the game then. Before
yeah.
the game.
Yeah, it's
okay,
scheduled
not
for 7
Not during
o'clock.
The intermission. Okay, gotcha.
Last
Thank
year
you for
they
that
did it during intermission. Now, I'm going by what they're saying. Now, maybe they're trying to put people to the game.
Right.
What did they do one year? They might have done a little bit of it and then finished it in the intermission. I seem to remember something like that. So maybe they're trying to just get the people at the game and then do it in the intermission because you're right, they have done it in the intermission before. But right now, according to their release, it's at 7 o'clock.
Okay, well, there you go. And then the game at 8 p.m. tonight. Paul Hamilton at PHAM1717. All right, listen. I mean, I'm not planning on having you tomorrow, but if the Sabres get the number one pick, you're coming back on tomorrow, pal. I just want you to know that, all right? Have a great rest of your day, buddy.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, you got it. Paul Hamilton right there. And, of course, as always, you know what I didn't do? I didn't do Paul's read. Hold on. We got this year. I got to tell you who Paul is brought to you by because whenever he comes on the radio, he is brought to you by Equitable Advisors. By the way, they're a good part of the softball game yesterday at Salem Field. Really great to have them out there. I saw Lou and his crew out there, and they help you bring Paul Hamilton as well, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. All right, we'll take a timeout. You know, I think, Josh, I'm pretty sure we still have one Bills draft pick remaining that we did not play his Zoom call with the media. We have rookie minicamp coming up next week, so maybe we should do that when we come back. Chase Lunt was drafted by the Buffalo Bills last week, and we didn't do that with him. So we'll replay that for you when we come back here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Chase Lunt with the Bills media.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.